Well, on the campaign trail, the issue of birthplace and White House eligibility is back in the news. Not about President Obama this time, but Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Yesterday on CNN, Donald Trump said this about Cruz, who was born in Canada.
I don't know what it all means. I know that other people are talking about it. The problem is that if the Democrats bring a lawsuit, the lawsuit could take years to resolve. And how do you have a candidate where there's something, you know, over the head of the party and that individual?
This morning on CNN, Ted Cruz pushed back.
As a legal matter, the question is quite straightforward and settled law that the child of a U.S. citizen born abroad is a natural born citizen. People will continue to make political noise about it, but as a legal matter, it's quite straightforward. I would note that it has occurred many times in history.
Rick Klein is political director at ABC News. He's with us now. Hi, Rick.
Great to be with you.
And I want to just read the clause from the Constitution that's in question here, verbatim. Here it is. No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained to the age of 35 years, he has that, and been 14 years a resident within the United States. So if Cruz was born in Canada, how, remind us, could he run for president?
It is always going to be a bit of a question, but Cruz is right in saying that it is mostly settled law. And similar to John McCain, who was born in the Panama Canal Zone, George Romney, Mitt's father, who was born in Mexico to American immigrants, it was deemed by courts through history that being the child of an American citizen, it gives you birthright citizenship, gives you automatic citizenship. Even though Ted Cruz for a while had dual citizenship in Canada, which he has since renounced, it really isn't a question of law. And it is funny to see Donald Trump bring it up. Of course, he was the one that raised all those questions about President Obama's
right.
birth status, which was equally settled. But it was always something that was there in the background. And now Donald Trump bringing it up now.
Is there anyone talking about a lawsuit, as Donald Trump suggests?
There have been some scattered challenges. There was one in New Hampshire that was quickly thrown out. But make no mistake, this is Donald Trump playing a dirty trick. But as Donald Trump does, he does it out in the open where he plays the dirty game. And it is just injecting a little bit of question in voters' minds, particularly Republican voters, some of whom, by the way, may still question President Obama's eligibility to the presidency as they begin to make their decisions, as they go to the polls to raise the question of doubt. There is no serious talk about a Democratic or other major lawsuit that would question it. There really isn't a mechanism to even do that. I don't know anyone who believes seriously that Ted Cruz would be deemed by any court to be ineligible to be president.
It also, though, reminds us, as you point out, that Donald Trump has questioned President Obama's eligibility to be president, something that Donald Trump has said he doesn't want to talk about.
He says that now, but as he has often said, he likes to just put a little bit of doubt. It really is classic Trump, what we've learned about him, to get a conversation going and say, look, it's not me saying it. Lots of people are saying it. I've heard it from lots of people. It has become a part of the Trump playbook to get this out there. And it's just kind of a sneak attack on Ted Cruz. It puts him a bit on the defensive. And I think it's part of Donald Trump's plan to dominate every day between now and the Iowa caucuses as the front runner nationally in a dead heat with Ted Cruz in Iowa to just keep the conversation on his terms any way he can.
And right now, Rick, in just a couple seconds here, who's on top in Iowa, Cruz or Trump?
It's a dead heat. Cruz is ahead in a couple of polls, and most of the people I've talked to on the ground believe that Ted Cruz has an edge right now, but the Trump thing is for real, and we've seen a history in Iowa of surprises. It could be someone that's not on the radar screen right now that surges.
Rick Klein, political director with ABC News. Rick, thanks as always.
Hey, thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.